Welcome back, Read Religion Online. I'm Rabbi Joseph Potashnick.
And I'm Deacon Kev McCormick. On our conference line, we have with us Cheryl Riley, who is one of many, many, many people who are organizing for the Right to Life March this week. She is with Queen of Peace High School in North Arlington, New Jersey. Luckily, not a direct rival of Zavarian High School. Just kidding with that. Any Catholic school we certainly support. And Cheryl, it's such a great thing for you to be here and to talk about a wonderful event that so many of our schools and our parishes and non-Catholics are also going to be involved in.
Thank you. I'm glad to be on the show this morning.
Cheryl, tell me what you're doing this week.
Well, this afternoon we'll be leaving from Queen of Peace High School with a busload of high school students going down to the march. And we'll sleep over tonight, and then we'll go to the march tomorrow.
Now, talk to us about this march. This is something that's been on for almost 40 years.
Yes, it has been. And last year, I think they had over 400,000 people at the march.
Now, for people who don't know what we're speaking about, this marks the Roe versus Wade decision that was made. And it's a march for life is what we actually talk about. And it's a way for people to gather down in the Capitol. It's always freezing. All the years that I was involved in it and people have gone down, it's always cold. But people go down there and they celebrate the fact that, America is a country where people can, disagree and can go forward and can protect those things that they think are most important. And in this case, certainly the sanctity of all human life.
Yes, and it's just amazing when you get down there to see people that come from all over the country, sometimes all over the world, and especially our youth. That's what gets me the most is to see the kids standing around, and everybody's cold, but it doesn't matter because we're standing up for something that's so important.
Cheryl, what is it that got you involved in this this movement?
Well, I am post-abortive. I had an abortion when I was 19 and suffered for many years afterwards until I found healing on Rachel's Vineyard retreat. And I started going to the marches to do something back for the child that I aborted. I felt it was very important for me to, you know, do something for this baby that I, you know, I took her life from her. And from there, when I started working at Queen of Peace High School, I started bringing the kids down. And every year we have a busload, some couple of years, you know, two busloads. So my fifth year taking the students down. And all year long they ask me, Mrs. Riley, when are we going to Washington? When are we going? Because they're hungry for this. They want to hear this message and be part of it. And my daughter comes with me. I have a 17-year-old. She'll be coming with me as well. And it's just a great thing that I started doing, and I love it. I look forward to it every year.
This is something a lot of schools, I know my daughter's school, Sacred Heart in West Hempstead, they actually have off tomorrow. They're bringing a whole bunch of kids down.
Mm-hmm.
Zavarian will have a bunch of guys going with the Diocese of Brooklyn. And that's virtually every Catholic school in the metropolitan area. I'm sure throughout the whole Eastern Seaboard, this is an important thing. And many places are not going to be doing what you're doing. Many of them are going to be leaving Tuesday morning at like 4 o'clock in the morning and traveling 5 hours to get down there and then, being involved in the march and then coming back the same day. But it's all really kind of I think it's important, especially for our young people, to get involved in a very tangible way and hear the politicians and hear the different groups that'll be speaking and seeing, spectacle in the best sense of the word, that it's a big deal. You know, there'll be close to 500,000 people there tomorrow, on Tuesday.
Yes. Well, actually the march is tomorrow, Monday.
It is. I'm sorry. I have my dates off on that. I thought it was the 25th.
You know, no.
So when you go there and there's nobody else there, Deacon, don't be surprised.
Thanks, Cheryl. I'm glad you corrected me on that. I'm very glad.
It's actually tomorrow. And yes, we used to do that. We used to go down at 4 o'clock in the morning and drive down and then come home at night. But it actually works out better for us to do, an overnight. Tonight when we get down there, we'll do, we'll show like a pro-life video and we'll do, like a retreat setting. And tomorrow morning we'll have a pro-life mass. We have a few priests from Queen of Peace that'll be coming with us that are very supportive in this also. So we do make it like a retreat for the kids and they really enjoy that. And I have to just say, no matter how cold it is, it doesn't matter, because when you're amongst all those people and you're standing up for this, it's almost like you just feel a sense of warmth coming over you. And you know what? Like I said, when I started doing this, I really did it to give something back for my child. But now I do it just to help the youth see, you know, that abortion is wrong. It's not a good choice. It's the wrong choice.
We're speaking with Shel Riley, organizer of a Right to Life March for her school, Queen of Peace High School in North Arlington, New Jersey. The march is tomorrow. Shel, obviously, there are those of us who take different theological positions on this. But one of the things I want to add is I commend you for your commitment to the cause. From your standpoint, because we just had, you know, the leader of China in this country. And in China, if you dare march opposing a government policy, you know what could happen to you. We'll think back to Tiananmen Square. So the greatness of democracy is reflected through these kinds of marches. People who are willing to demonstrate their loyalty in support of a particular view. You have Right to Life. There are others, obviously, who are pro-choice. I find myself in that camp from a theological standpoint. Mm-hmm. But I respect what you're doing.
Thank you.
And I admire what you're doing. And I would hope that after the march, I think if we could get people on these different sides to have the conversation with each other, to really talk about the issue, because I think on both sides there should be agreement that we don't want to see people treat this issue lightly, that it is a serious issue, how best to address it, how we can get more information out there on adoption, how we can get young people thinking more seriously about the subject, not seeing it through a very lighthearted lens. That's all important for both sides to work out together.
Well, so, I do. I have been speaking for the Newark Archdiocese for 14 years now. I am a Youth for Life speaker, and I actually do go out and I speak to CCD groups, confirmation groups, anybody mm-hmm. that wants me, and I actually give them my witness, my personal, you know, testimony of what happened to me as a result of my abortion, and I speak from my own, you know, experience. So I am out there. I'm trying the best I can. I go anywhere anybody wants me to go. And I'm open to that, yeah. just to share my story, and yes, and to let people know that they do have other choices. And basically, I don't want anybody to ever go through the pain that I went through. Mm-hmm. I'm suffering for 12 years after my abortion, thinking I could never be healed, and then having my yeah. wonderful healing experience.
And I think the message also is for people, there are those out there who are still deliberating.
Yes.
Who are still deciding, and at least they can hear you and they can hear the other side and then make a decision in a more judicious fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So again, young people, leaders of tomorrow, it's important to be involved. And we had someone on before talking about slavery taking place today. And we wouldn't have freedom for slavery today if it weren't for young people marching, demonstrating, screaming. It starts that way. And hopefully there's a positive resolution, no matter which side one takes. Thank you.
I told Deacon Kevin that anytime he would like, I come over to his high school and give my witness to his high school. So
we're going
to
work on that.
That office still stands.
We're going to definitely work on that. Two things. One to you, Rabbi, and Cheryl together. I what you said, Rabbi, makes so much sense. If we could spend time, pro-life, pro-choice people, beginning to look and see, what can we do to speak to these women and offer them to realize that there are options? I don't think anybody has an abortion and walks out saying, wow, that was a great experience.
No.
It's always painful on one or another. And my fear is that we talk, our rhetoric is very clear on both sides of the issue. But what we're really talking about is the women and the children that are affected by this. And maybe we can find a way to start this dialogue and where we bring everybody together on this.
And I think there are going to be areas of disagreement. But I think surprisingly, there may be some areas of agreement.
Right.
And we won't know that until we talk to each other. So let's have the marches. Both sides have marches. But after the march, let's march into an area, an arena, where we can talk to one another.
And start looking at ways in which women are not penalized by having children. And in a lot of ways, they don't have an option. And they don't feel they have an option. And then they choose that. Cheryl, we have a hard break, but give me a 30-second commercial on the great school of Queen of Peace.
Oh, Queen of Peace is a great school, of course, because we have over 430 students co-ed, and you know, we just have a great support from our parish, our pastor, Monsignor Fedrowski, our principal, Brother Larry. We just have a great school, and it's a great place. We have a grammar school, and I just enjoy working there, and I just love bringing the the message of, you know, hope and healing to all of those around me that have suffered from abortion, and just to give them the knowledge that, you know, what I went through. But also, just one more thing I wanted to say, Rabbi. Yes, we do have to come together, but you have to remember something. There are more people out there. There is not a lot of us speaking about their abortion experience because it's so painful. So unfortunately, society is hearing always that it's a good thing, it's great for a woman, but you're not getting the people that are actually leaving the abortion clinics. And that's really what I'm up against, and what I'm trying to do is, you know, get out there and spread the message that, you know, abortion does hurt.
Well, I want to tell you,
I thank God for Queen of Peace. I thank God that they do support me in everything I do.
Cheryl, let me just tell you this. Deke and I take different approaches to this issue, but he reminds me very often that there are people out there who need to be heard. We had Rachel's Vineyard representatives on the air. We have you on. So you have a great advocate in the Deacon here.
Thank you.
And also, I'm one who believes, you know, let's listen to each other. Let's learn from each other, even when we have divergent points of view. I think the tragedy of what we're seeing today is that people talk about the civil discourse. It's beyond that. You know, at least if people are yelling at each other, even though they don't listen, at least they're looking at each other. We have too many people who don't even look at each other and don't have any contact. So there's an opportunity here. We could be a paradigm for real discussion.
And rabbis, one day you're going to be my biggest advocate. Because you and I are going to have coffee together and we're going to talk. How's that sound?
Cheryl, he has no idea what Christian women can do.
Well, you know, look,
from Staten Island.
You know, the deacon made me a Jets fan, so, you know, who knows?
Right. Hey, well, you never know. And a Christian woman from Staten Island.
Oh, my God.
Go.
All right.
Cheryl
Riley.
Thank you very much, and say a prayer for me and all the students going down, and hope that you guys have a great day, and I hope Jets win.
Cheryl, what order is the is your school? What order is your principal with?
He's Maris' brother.
Maris, very good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck to you and to them. We'll be praying for you. I hope the Zavarian guys see your kids down there. And
yep.
Cheryl Riley of Queen of Peace High School in Arlington, New Jersey, thank you so much for
spending
time.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.